Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique. Pretty woman.
Hey, from 95.9 La Palm, and this is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections. Welcome to the show. Here on the Fashion Connection, you can always find great information and entertaining topics regarding fashion, teaching you to be a fashion expert in your own right. At Classic Collections, Sally and her staff provide every client with incredible service, fabulous pieces from all over the world, including top trends and vintage items, and of course, luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers. As usual, I'm so excited to introduce my co-host, owner of Classic Collections and fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, dear. We're going to have a really interesting show today.
I know. Today's going to be really different. And, you know, last week when Terry was here, he kind of gave us a little sneak peek on this topic because he said counterfeiting of luxury goods is a completely different topic in its own right. So you took it and you're ready to tell us all about it.
It is. I'm going to talk to you about counterfeiting of luxury goods and you're going to be shocked.
Before we get into that, I do want to remind everyone that they have to go online and visit classiccollectionsconnections.com. We've updated all of our different radio shows. It's posted on the website. It's all under On the Radio, so you can take a look, take a listen to everything that we've talked about so far and get caught up because it's been so many different topics. And it gets even better because you can do a little shopping while you're there, too. All of your sale items have been posted 20 to 15% off. Chanel, Hermes, I mean, you have everything.
Yes, that's posted on the fourth page of the magazine, and it goes on for pages and pages, and everything has been reduced and is available if it's on that site.
Again, that's classiccollectionsconnections.com, so that's easy to remember. So now back on to the counterfeiting of luxury goods.
Okay. Well, you know, at Classic Collections, it's a luxury designer resale shop predominantly for women.
They're at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach, Florida, so right. Stop by. You got to see it.
So we get a lot of luxury merchandise, handbags, shoes, clothing, fine jewelry. And I thought it might be interesting for our audience today to understand the tremendous spread of counterfeit goods worldwide and what it means to them and how it can affect them. Counterfeit products exist in virtually every area, including food, beverages, clothes, shoes, pharmaceuticals, electronics, auto parts, toys, cigarettes, wine, and currency. So it's not just dollars that are being counterfeited.
Yeah, I already did not know that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, while the dangers and potential harm are obvious, if you're taking fake antibiotics or fake Lipitor, or guys, I wouldn't think you'd want to try fake Viagra. You know, you've got to think about other things. If your children are using poorly constructed or toxic toys, or you're putting unsafe auto parts into your car because there are counterfeit parts, or you're eating dangerous, poisonous fish that's just mislabeled as a harmless grouper or snapper or something, these things can be life-threatening. And,
right.
And it's something that people don't really think about, but I'm going to teach you about some things today. Today, we're going to discuss the really widespread counterfeit luxury goods market. Let me give you a little bit of definition so you understand what's what. Counterfeit goods are often of inferior quality. They're made or sold under another's brand name without the brand owner's authorization. Okay? The sellers of these goods are infringing on trademarks, patents, copyrights of the original owner by passing off the goods as made by them. So this would mean if you saw a Chanel handbag and printed on the handbag where they usually have the logo and the name, if that is in there, then that is a counterfeit piece.
So if it's like a Louis Vuitton and it looks like it, but it doesn't say it inside, does that still count?
No. What that then is a knockoff. Okay.
Oh.
So a knockoff is used the same way as counterfeit, but it's not really identical. A knockoff is a colloquial term which describes products that copy or imitate the physical appearance of the other products, the real ones, but they don't copy the brand name or logo inside.
Does that get them in less trouble?
No, they're still fake goods. They're absolutely still fake goods. It's just they don't put the Hermes name inside.
Okay.
It looks like a Birkin. They make it replicated exactly, but they don't put it. So that's a knockoff versus an actual counterfeit.
Okay.
There's another term you should be aware of. It's called pirated goods. And pirated goods generally refers to copying copyrighted products without permission, such as music, CDs, movies, computer software. That is typically called pirated goods.
And that's scary because a lot of us know about people that are facing, you know, big fines due to that. So this is the next level.
Exactly. Now, in 2015, there's an international chamber of commerce that all countries belong to, and they estimated that the global value of counterfeit and pirated goods worldwide may have been about $1.8 trillion. That's T as in Tiffany, almost $2 trillion.
That's incredible.
And it's also estimated that counterfeit products make up about 10% of world trade right now.
Wow.
And they've cost an estimated 2.5 to 3 million jobs worldwide and 750,000 jobs just even here in the United States. How do they enforce not having these goods on the market? Well, in the old days, the police would go down to the Lower East Side of New York to Canal Street, and they'd kind of roust the counterfeiters who had shops there and were displaying their handbags and shoes and fashions and accessories, watches, big thing, and just putting the knockoff goods out in the street. The authorities would seize the merchandise, and a day later, everything would be back out because they had warehouses full of this. And I'm talking about knockoffs of top luxury brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Hermes, Pucci, Chanel, Burberry, Prada, Fendi, Dolce & Gabbana, Yves Saint Laurent, Rolex, Breitling, Tiffany, Cartier, Van Cleef & Arpels, and so many more. And you know, Dia, this goes on in every major American city with great regularity, and it seems to be growing every year. Now, unfortunately, you just said something that I've got to bring up. The penalties are not substantial enough here in the United States to thwart such widespread counterfeiting, importing, and distribution. Fines are levied on these people. They're paid. Prison terms are either short or non-existent if they're first-time offenders. And, you know, it's very hard to get around. In October of 2011, the governments of eight nations, including Japan and the United States, signed an anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, which was designed to help protect intellectual property rights and copyright and trademark theft. Unfortunately, the entire European Union, Mexico, Switzerland, and the big kahuna here, China, did not sign the agreement. So it basically undermined the entire process, and it made the act absolutely insubstantial. Today, it's estimated, for instance, in England alone, over 3 million consumers every year buy counterfeit goods, and over one-third of these sales are over the internet. Now, speaking of the internet, the counterfeit problem has grown more complex as the knockoff business has moved so quickly and profitably online. Counterfeiters are becoming more technologically adept, and it's much more difficult to track and harder to pursue in court. The Economist magazine reported in 2015 that the American Trade Representative predicted that online sales of fake goods may exceed those in physical markets.
Oh my gosh.
And they said enforcement authorities, unfortunately, face difficulties in responding to the trend. Online counterfeiters can stay anonymous. They can reach across borders. They constantly launch new websites to evade legal action. And the governments have a really difficult time tracking the fakes that are sold online because they're basically delivered by mail. Fakes that come in bulk, you know, destined to be sold in physical stores, are hard enough for the border guards and the custom people to spot.
Right.
But when it's millions of packages going out with a watch in one package and a handbag in another package through the U.S. mail, it's absolutely impossible to check. Now, the major internet shopping sites, such as Amazon and eBay and First Dibs and Google and PayPal, they all have complaint pages where the listing of counterfeit goods can be reported. And then their investigators check it out. And if they determine the goods are fakes, they take the counterfeit items down and they won't work with those people any longer. But it's a really, really small dent in a gigantic problem.
So when we talk in just a minute, we're going to be coming back with Focus on Fashion. We're going to be talking about why there's such a demand for these items. I mean, Sally, you just told us that the numbers are outrageous. The amount of money is incredible.
$2 trillion.
So We're going to be talking about why people are giving these counterfeiting businesses so much business.
Exactly.
So we'll be back in just a minute with the Fashion Connection. Don't forget to stop by Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach, Florida. And of course, go online, classiccollectionsconnections.com. You can check out all of our last on the radio shows and shop some sale items, 20 to 50% off Chanel or Maze. They've got everything. That's classiccollectionsconnections.com.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Dia. Welcome back to the Fashion Connection. Today, we are talking about the counterfeiting of luxury goods. And if you missed it, you're going to want to tune in and check out the show all the way from the beginning at ClassicCollectionsConnections.com. The On the Radio tab has your opportunity to hear all of the past shows, thanks to Sally Kimball. Plus, you're going to want to do a little shopping while you're there, too. Who doesn't love a great sale, right?
Everybody loves
it. It's irresistible. That's what it should be called. It shouldn't be called sale items. It should be called irresistible items.
I like that. I'm going back to the shop and changing the
signs. Good idea. I like that too. So 20 to 50% off Chanel or Maze. I mean, they've got it all. So make sure you do a little shopping. The holiday season is around the corner. And like Sally has taught us, it's never too early to start shopping when you find something you know that a loved one is going to love.
And let me just add one other thing. We do have gift certificates.
Even better.
Had a gentleman come in yesterday and buy one for each of his daughters, and he bought $500 gift certificates. And that way, come the holidays, they can come in and buy whatever they want, because he walked in, he had no clue, but he thought it was a cool idea.
Absolutely. And I think it is too, because besides the fact that he's giving them quality, because he knows they're going to buy something really nice with those gift certificates, he's doing it at a great cost because he knows that they're getting a great deal.
They're getting a substantial savings. Exactly.
So we're talking about counterfeit items, and you just gave us outrageous numbers, and now we're going to be talking more about why there's such high demand for them.
Okay. First, I want to tell you how much of them there are. Okay. Counterfeit goods that are seized at the U.S. border, okay, by value is approximately 30% of what comes in are watches and jewelry, 30% handbags and wallets, 10% clothing and accessories, pharmaceuticals and personal care, 6%. Footwear, the Nikes, remember a couple years ago?
Yeah.
That accounts for 5%. Consumer electronics, 10%. And the other are just fake food, fake wine, fake odd things, okay? And it's important to try to understand the role of consumers. Why do they give business? Why do they do this and give business to counterfeiters? It's complex. Let me try to explain this to you. Some people are simply looking for the real thing at discount prices, and they're deceived, okay? But others are knowingly hunting for fakes. And in today's market, both types, frankly, may regret their penny pinching, because the most troubling recent trend is that online counterfeiters have discovered a brand new source of revenue. And here's what it is. Some of the sites have no goods, nothing to sell, real or fake. They're simply out to steal an unwitting shopper's credit card details. A business enjoys highest margins possible because they don't even have anything you're buying. They're just stealing your credit information.
That's really scary.
Very scary. So let's talk about the psychology of buying counterfeit goods. And I want to be very clear that we're talking today about luxury goods. Not this isn't about desperately poor mothers who are buying counterfeit baby formula for their children, or sick senior citizens who need medications and due to their high costs they have no choice but maybe to turn to the counterfeit market. We are talking about luxury goods that you simply want, not that you need. Okay, this is a want agreed over a need.
Right.
Okay. The Qualitative Market Research Entity did a fascinating study in 2008 on the consumption of counterfeit luxury goods. And they stated that the consumption of counterfeits is relevant considering that their price, quality, and distribution widely differ from the original image of the luxury brands that these copies intend to benefit from. The difference is particularly interesting in light of the personal relationships that consumers establish with their products. And Fournier, who is a market research genius, he said that customers do not choose brands, they choose lives. They choose the kind of life that they want to live or be perceived as living.
And especially when you talk about counterfeit goods, then it's really the latter.
Right. So to project these desired social images, there's four ways that people do this, okay? Counterfeit luxury goods provide a psychological and a social benefit for a consumer, and they use these fake products as building blocks to construct who they think they are and who they want to portray themselves to other people. We know that possessions constitute a very integral part of a person's identity. Material objects that belong to someone become big clues to defining who that person is and how you see them through normal social interaction. So if somebody wants to be perceived as belonging to a high social status, they will buy high-end luxury goods. But if they don't have the money or they won't pay the prices that the real goods command, they may turn to counterfeit goods to effectively achieve the same social status. Now, a second reason they go to counterfeits is the experience of buying them is rewarding. It's fun. It's pleasant. It feels like an adventure. So, you know, you go down a canal street. Oh my gosh, look at that Birkin. It looks so real. And I'm going to buy it. It's only $120. It's a fun thing, supposedly. Also, the consumers subconsciously accept a very calculated trade-off between the social gains derived from using counterfeits, people thinking they're of a higher social status than they really may be, and the risk of being discovered. So they calculate this, you know, the gain of looking like they're very wealthy versus the risk of getting caught. And in fact, there's data that many shoppers will have both real and fake merchandise of the same brand and style, assuming that the real handbags, for instance, will carry the perception. They go to a luncheon and somebody says, oh, I was with you when you bought that Chanel bag. Isn't it great? And then the next day, because that person knew that you really bought a real one, they may wear fake Chanel bags for the rest
Nobody
of the week.
Nobody would know. Exactly.
And it's the fooling of people, which they really enjoy. And the fourth reason why consumers actually do this is they construct a positive self-image. But unfortunately, it's really from ethically questionable behavior. So, I mean, do you really want to be on that edge all the time where you have a real one and then you use your fake ones for it just isn't something I would do. What about you?
No, I mean, that's why I don't have anything.
Well, when you're ready to have some of the really expensive ones, come into Classic Collections where you will get fabulous savings
and now
on
that
these
the
luxury goods.
I know that the holiday seasons are around the corner, and I know that by going to ClassicCollectionsConnections.com, I can get 20 to 50% off. I know where to send my loved ones this holiday season to get a gift card for me.
Exactly. And that way you can come in and pick what you want, or even just go online and buy it straight from the Classic Collections Connections site.
That's perfect. So don't go anywhere, because we're not done with this topic. In just a minute, we're going to come back with timely topics, and we're going to maybe even scare you out of buying these counterfeit items just a little bit, because we are going to get more into the ethics of them. We'll be back in just a minute with the Fashion Connection. I'm Dia Ryan. This is Sally Kimball. Don't move.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Hope that you're dancing in your seat too. I'm Dia. This is Sally, and we're back with the Fashion Connection. Classic Collections of Palm Beach is located at 118 North County Road, and we're talking about all these great gift cards and goodies for you to stop by and enjoy. But most importantly, our topic of the day are counterfeit items. So we were talking about the numbers. They're outrageous. So much money that not only is spent on it, but a lot of people that do know what they're buying, don't know what they're buying, and worse, thinking they're buying something online, not receiving any product, and then having their identity stolen. So
exactly.
That's really scary.
It's a lose-lose.
Lose-lose. Absolutely. You don't get anything, and then worse.
Right.
You got to go through all the trouble.
Right.
But now we're talking a little bit more about the ethics, and I know you're going to scare us a little bit out of buying these counterfeit items if we are purchasing them. So, I mean, we're bracing ourselves. Go for it.
Okay. Legally and ethically, there are several reasons not to buy or be involved in any way in the marketing of counterfeit goods.
You're going to go to jail.
Well, if you buy a handbag, you are not going to go to jail, okay? Although they are trying to crack down on the people in New York, Canal Street, that type of thing.
Right.
They have cameras up there now. They have 24/7 film of who's buying what. My nieces go up and they go, oh, let's go down. I go, no, we're not doing that. You save your allowance. You save your work money. I'll contribute something for your birthday and for Christmas, and you're going to buy a real bag. Now, you don't have to buy it in the store necessarily at Louis Vuitton, but you can go to a consignment shop like mine or many, many others and get a real bag at a greater discount, and you're not contributing to an illegal activity.
And one of the things I do want to bring up is a lot of times people that don't have experience in consignment shops, they think, oh, but I don't want to buy something that looks used. So what's the stigma on that? What can you say about that?
Well, a lot of shops do have pieces that have been more than gently worn, okay? Our shop, we only take in brand new items or extremely lightly, gently worn, unless it's a vintage, major vintage bag. If it's a vintage piece of Louis Vuitton luggage and it's been traveling around the world for 75 years, well, it's going to be dinged and banged, but that falls into a different category.
Absolutely.
But I want to talk about why you should not even go down this road. Aside from the personal federal, state, local legal ramifications, if you're caught importing or selling or distributing counterfeit goods, you are subject to extreme legal measures taken by the legitimate companies that are being defrauded. Now, Louis Vuitton is one of the fiercest companies in going after counterfeiters. They believe it's essential to preserve the house's ancestral know-how, the work of its craftsmen, by fighting the illegal networks that infringe on human rights, the environment, and the global economy. This is a little bit of an old statistic, but it's probably five times as much today. In 2010, Louis Vuitton initiated almost 11,000 raids and over 30,000 anti-counterfeiting procedures worldwide, which resulted in the seizure of thousands and thousands of counterfeit products and the breaking up of criminal networks. In fact, the FBI, because a lot of these counterfeiters selling the goods, they're getting them from dubious sources, and the money that they're receiving from these are not going to feed their extended families and, you know, taking care of relatives back in the old poor country. The FBI has found evidence the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, not the two towers coming down, but the bombing, was completely financed by a store in New York selling counterfeit t-shirts. Think about that.
The amount of money that they must have pulled in.
What they pulled in to finance that entire bombing operation.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's terrible. Another reason to stay far, far, far away from luxury counterfeit goods is that they're often produced in violation of really basic human rights, child labor laws, and they're in illegal sweatshops. Clothing manufacturers often rely on sweatshops using children in honestly what can only be considered slave conditions. I have been to lectures by the United States Customs Service, and I wouldn't even describe on the air the pictures I saw and the hideous conditions and injuries that are forced on these children to keep them in one place, and they work them until they die. Until they die. But they start them out at 5 and 6 years old. In one very horrible situation, there was a plant in Thailand, and an inspector walked in, and there were like 6 or 7 little kids, all under 10 years old, and they were sitting on the floor assembling counterfeit leather handbags, okay? The owners had broken the children's legs and tied the lower leg to the thigh so the bones wouldn't mend, and they did it because the kids said they wanted to go outside and play.
Oh, my gosh.
In our country, in Brooklyn, there are illegal workers and women hiding in rat holes. And they are so dirty and so just gone, you can't even tell how old they are. This goes on in our country, too. We should be ashamed of this. We really should be ashamed of this. Another major reason to avoid these products is that counterfeiting contributes to job losses by genuine craftsmen and manufacturers because they can't compete with the prices charged by the counterfeiters. If Hermes is selling a bag for $7,500, which is a hefty price, and you can buy a look-alike for $150, and you're all excited because it was an adventure and everything, I want you to think about that image of the kids sitting with broken legs putting that handbag together. I just want you to think about that.
Yeah, that's traumatizing.
Before you go and you actually lay down that $150 on a piece of luxury goods that you don't need.
It's the value of a life.
You just want. Exactly. And the good companies, the companies are the real companies, they're deprived of profits, which are well-deserved. They use superior raw materials. They've got skilled workers who have been with them for their entire careers, and sometimes their families have been with them for 3 and 4 generations. So they've got to let these skilled workers go. Families are destroyed. Careers are ended, and at the same time, the poor people in the poor nations are being horribly exploited or illegally trafficked here to the United States to work in deplorable conditions. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she has tried to prosecute counterfeiters, and she notes that the major industries have suffered the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs due to the exploitation of child labor in sweatshops here in New York, America, and in Asia. So the crackdown on counterfeit luxury goods has not only become a matter of human rights, but it's one of national and international security in various countries. The FBI has called product counterfeiting the crime of the 21st century. And to just wrap this up, I know it's a political season right now, but I'm going to quote Nancy Reagan, and she was saying just no to drugs, but it applies to these types of goods too. Think of those kids, broken legs, and think, do I really want to support this type of industry?
I mean, after thinking that, it wouldn't be exciting to be holding that bag anymore.
Not anymore. Absolutely not anymore.
So with the holiday season here, I do want everyone to be excited about the things that they want to buy themselves and people that we love. So it feels good to be able to go to Classic Collections and to know that you're getting real pieces at amazing prices. They have history and great stories, and they're going to have new history when you buy them yourself.
Exactly. And by the way, we do authenticate everything that comes in. We know how to do it for many of the brands. And if we have any questions whatsoever, we send it out to an authentication company. We pay to have it authenticated. We get the title of that authentication, and we pass it on to the buyer.
Stop by Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. You can give them a call, 561-833-3633. And the best way is to go online, classiccollectionsconnections.com. That's not what I meant. The best thing is to go inside and do your own shopping. But to get in touch with them, you can always go to classiccollectionsconnections.com because they have so much information there. Of course, their address, their phone number, and all that good stuff. But you can also do some shopping there. 20 to 50% off Chanel or Maze, all kinds of goodies in their sales section, and all the radio shows have been posted there too.
Right. And we like buyers in person or online.
Exactly.
We don't discriminate.
Exactly. So stop in today. Let them know that you heard the show, and we can't wait to catch you again next week for another episode of The Fashion Connection. Sally, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dia.